I'm going to need some help. Because bizarrely in the Gardner household, there's one person who didn't actually wake up this morning. I have to say, obviously, our children did not inherit the gene which I had, which triggers at 4:30 a.m. on Christmas morning and floods the system with adrenaline to the point where you cannot actually lie still in bed. Because it was about 6:45, wasn't it, mate, when you started singing Jingle Bells quietly so I wouldn't hear you this morning. But there is one person in the Gardner household that didn't wake up. So Joel, do you want to come down and help? Do you want to come over? Come over here. Come over here. Come on. Come on. Because I need your help to wake somebody up. Right. So, three, what do we need to shout? Wake up, Oscar. Not sure he's going to need a huge amount of waking up this morning because he's been so excited about Christmas for months.
Right, okay. After three. One, two, three.
Is it Christmas?
Yes!
Is it really Christmas?
Yes!
Do you think he's a bit excited? Right, as it's Christmas, you know what you've got to wear, don't you?
Here we are.
It's Christmas. Are you going to turn round? But most of the people here have seen you already with these on, haven't they? You feel silly? Oh, go on, turn round. I promise not to laugh. Did she just take a photograph? I think she did. You can go off, people. Right. Now, we want to talk to about... Why do we celebrate Christmas? But you know why we celebrate Christmas, don't you? I think his spring's gone, actually. Tell you what, let's hang the... There we are. Now, you see, the reason we have Christmas is about Jesus. You see the manger here with baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph and the angel. You know all that. But why the party? Why the party? Well, a party and presents and that's a good question, actually. Why? Well, I brought a book with me that might help us to explain why. Now, I'm going to need some help. When I say you have a parade, how many remember musical? Six trombones led the big parade. Right, okay. So I want you lot to march. You lot to sing. 76 trombones led the big parade. Come on, it's Christmas, humour me. Right, so that's that one, we have a parade. Hang on. When I say you find a special place, what film was always, always, always on Christmas afternoon at about 4:30? Sorry?
Santa.
Who said E.T.? You're too young, love. Sound of Music, there was another one that came before The Sound of Music. The Wizard of Oz. And I always got scared when the monkeys arrived. The flying monkeys. I mean, what did Dorothy have to say when she wanted to go home? When she wanted to go to a special place? There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Right, okay. The big ones aren't joining in. No, I know the big ones aren't joining in. See, this is the problem that happens. When you get to Christmas and you're old, you get boring. Explains a lot about me then. Ooh. Right. If I say you shoot off fireworks, I want you to pretend to be fireworks. So. Oh, crumbs, that's like the cheap box from Tesco's. Come on! Go on, you shoot off fireworks. Woo! They're not saying anything back there. If I say you send out invitations, what letters do you put on the bottom of an invitation? Those of you who know from school, don't say. What letters do you put on the bottom of an invitation? Four letters. RSVP, which is French for respondez, s'il vous plaît, which is answer, please. You haven't plugged it in, mate. It's gone into standby. You might need to shut it down and start again. And when I say you bring presents, have you been practicing for when granny or granddad or auntie or uncle walk in with this huge parcel and you go, for me? Okay, ready? For me? Oh, they're joining in back there. I think they've been practicing that as well. And then, finally, when I say you throw a party, what do you say? Yay! Oh, dear, it's not going to be a good party this year, is it? Right. What do you do for the birthday of a king? You have a parade. 76 trombones led the big parade. Oh, they've joined in this time. My goodness me. With fancy floats and marching bands and giant bouncing balloons. Jesus was a king. And there was a parade for his birthday too. A long walk from Nazareth, way down south to Bethlehem. A caravan of people off to pay their taxes. Rich and poor, old and young, men and women. And one couple in particular. A man named Joseph and his very pregnant wife, Mary. What do you do for the birthday of a king? You have a parade. 76 trombones led the big parade. What do you do for the birthday of a king? You find a special place. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. A ballroom, maybe, with marble floors and painted ceilings and beautiful crystal chandeliers. Jesus was a king. And his parents found a special place for his birthday, too. There were no ballrooms. And the hotel rooms were all full. But there was room in an empty stable with a dirt floor and a wooden roof and a dangling cobweb or two. What do you do for the birthday of a king? You find a special place. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. What do you do for the birthday of a king? You shoot off fireworks. Whoosh! Zoom, zoom. You fill the sky with pinwheels and daisies and rumbling rocket racket. Jesus was a king, and there were fireworks for his birthday too. Shooting stars, heavenly hosts, and a great big angel band. What do you do for the birthday of a king? You shoot off fireworks. Zoom! Zoom! What do you do for the birthday of a king? You send out invitations. RSVP. To dukes and knights and lords and ladies. Very important guests. Jesus was a king. And there were invitations to his birthday too. You are invited, said the angel to the shepherds, to a stable in the town of Bethlehem. You are all invited, said the angel to the shepherds and their sheep. There'll be plenty of straw for everybody. What do you do for the birthday of a king? You send out invitations. RSVP. What do you do for the birthday of a king? You bring presents. For me? You'll have to be a bit more convincing about that later. Bright and shiny things, fun and fancy things, no boring things like pants or socks or smelly. Jesus was a king, and he got presents too. His father's care, his mother's love, and a very nice set of swaddling clothes, whatever they are. What do you bring for the birthday of a king? You bring presents. For me? What do you do for the birthday of a king? You throw a party. Yay!
You eat treats and sing songs and give gifts, and every member of the royal family is there. Jesus is a king, and every year we throw a party for him, a party that goes right around the world. We eat treats and sing songs and give gifts, and every member of the royal family is there, his brothers and sisters, you and me. What do we do for the birthday of a king? We throw a party. Yay! And we call it Christmas. So that's why we celebrate with all the food and all the presents and all the songs and all the trimmings. We celebrate the birthday of a king. Because, you know, excuse us a moment. Can I let you into a little secret? God's actually nice. And he likes to spend time with us. Ask them. They've said nothing. Is God nice? Does he like to spend time with us? God loves it when we have fun. Some people will try and tell you that God's all dour, miserable. Don't believe it for an instant. God loves it when we have fun together. But we need to remember why we have fun and why we celebrate on Christmas Day. We need to remember to say thank you to God and to those people that we love, to make sure that in the wrapping paper and the toys and the eating and the giving, that we take time to say three words. Well done, mate. Happy birthday, Jesus. Now, I know some of you are going to cringe at what I'm going to do next, but we do it for every other member of the church family when we remember. So I'd quite like us, if we could, to sing Happy Birthday to Jesus now, just to remind us, in the midst of all the fun and all the food, that actually today is Jesus' birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. So happy Christmas, everybody. Happy birthday, Jesus. And thank you, Lord, that you let us have fun to celebrate your birthday. Amen.